Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. It could be the best opening of a rock song ever. My friend said, it's like Beethoven. Da-dun-dun-dun. And maybe it's the best rock band ever? Arguably the best drummer.
The sunshine of your love.
Ginger Baker assaulting his drum kit with guitar god Eric Clapton, legendary bassist Jack Bruce, on Sunshine of Your Love. The band formed in 1966, blew apart like a meteor in 68, but in between, they were cream. And Ginger Baker was his own worst enemy.
He looked like the devil.
The devil takes care of its own, yes.
Like a great virtuoso madman. Maybe you have to be a little mad to play the way he does.
Probably the greatest drummer that any of us had ever heard.
He was the hammer of the gods.
He's a force of nature.
He influenced me as a drummer, but not as a person.
The opening of the 2012 documentary Beware of Mr. Baker, which was also the sign at the entrance to Ginger Baker's home in South Africa. Ginger Baker died Sunday at 80. Filmmaker Jay Bolger became Baker's personal historian, his friend, if there was such a thing, and his punching bag. The documentary's opening scene is of Ginger Baker hitting Jay Bolger right on the nose.
Are you really going to hit me with the
Well, I am. I'm going to put you in hospital.
What?
Oh. I shouldn't laugh, Jay Bolger. you wrote whatever you did for Ginger Baker wasn't enough, and you owe him so much. I'm sorry for your loss, even though we're laughing here.
Oh, I don't feel worthy of condolences because I don't feel necessarily so sad. If anything, I feel, to be honest, relieved. I think he was not doing so hot.
Well, it was a life of drug abuse, smoking abuse, fights. I mean, drug abuse. He was strung out on heroin one night and went to look for his friend Jimi Hendrix, and Hendrix died.
They were doing lysergic cocaine that night, actually.
Oh, well, there you go. But let's just back up. The band Cream, you write the first supergroup of rock. Explain why.
Eric Clapton had already been called God in the Yardbirds, and Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce were amongst the musicians with Graham Bond. Graham Bond Organization was the musicians' great band in London, and I mean, they were Coltrane Electric.
And again, Cream, new rock format, power trio. Here's Strange Brew. Part about Ginger Baker, Jay, that was so, he just fought with everybody, drove everybody away. What was going on there?
You know, I'm not a psychologist, but people theorize a lot of things come down to your childhood. And his childhood was defined by Nazis bombing East London and his neighborhood. And he watched his dad go off on the tracks to World War II and, you know, die in battle. And he never came back. And they just said, stiff upper lip, go forward, you know. His dad wrote him a letter that he later read, and, you know, it was kind of like a Dear John letter. And he said, use your fists. They're your best friends, son. You know, he could just keep pushing forward. He didn't like to get left behind. And whenever things felt like they were falling apart, he was quick to hit people in the face with a cane and leave them in his dust.
Yeah. Well, and we mentioned Jimi Hendrix dying. As you remind us, that shattered him. He was desperate to get clean, so he left the music scene and went to Africa and set up with the great star Fela Kuti, became revered there for his, he was called the White Drummer, and picked up polo.
Yeah, he picked up polo there. I mean, Ginger was voted by, I forgot what magazine, but least likely to survive the 70s. So the way he did it was to drive the first Range Rover ever produced from London to Lagos. And he set up shop in Lagos. And from jazz to blues to rock, and then become accepted as an African drummer, was, you know, I think the real highlight of his life.
Well, let's listen to a little of Ginger Baker's live performance with Fela Kuti on Let's Start. This is ancient history for a lot of young people who may not have heard of Cream or Ginger Baker, but Cream only lasted 2 years. He'd also later be in the supergroup Blind Faith. This was with Eric Clapton and the great Steve Winwood. Let's just listen to a little of that.
Come down off your throne and leave your body alone. Somebody must change.
I love Blind Faith. It's so great.
It's just some of the great music, but he doesn't last there because his addictions just drove away Eric Clapton.
I think Eric was traumatized by Ginger as much as he loved him. I mean, I could see how Ginger Baker would be terrifying.
Well, why wasn't he terrifying to you, Jay Bolger?
I don't know. I've grown up in boxing gyms my whole life in the South Bronx, and I guess I was mentally equipped. Physically, I don't like to be touched. So that was over the top when he hit me in the face. But I made him apologize. And, you know, then his wife tried to stab me. And then we had a high-speed chase. And I left the country. But whatever.
Look, you also, though, got to see his soft side. You know, he was just such a softie around his stepkids, around his horses, his dogs. Let's listen to a little of that, Ginger Baker.
I'm extremely fond of her. I think of her like she's my aunt.
And I wasn't studying yesterday.
She's a great little kid. And it's really nice to have a family again. If that falls apart, I really don't know what to do.
Jay Bolger, what did other drummers tell you? I mean, are we making too much of what Ginger Baker did for rock drums?
Well, I don't think he was limited to rock, and I think that's what frustrated him. I mean, he was accepted by the great African drummers of his time, from Tony Allen to Kofi Ginaba, and his idols, Max Roach, Elvin Jones, Art Blakey. Mm-hmm. I just think he belongs in the Mount Rushmore of greatest drummers ever, and it annoyed him perpetually that he was in this box with John Bonham and Keith Moon, who both played in one band. Jazz is improvisational, and it involves polyrhythmic capabilities, which they weren't known for, and Ginger Baker was. So I think he was one of the greatest musicians of the 20th century, and that was how he wanted to be remembered, as opposed to, you know, a rock drummer.
Well, I tweeted out when I'd heard that he died, rest in peace, although I don't know if that's possible. but as you say, you hope he has found some peace, that is.
I think he's probably quite relieved to be on to the next life, wherever that is.
Did you win an award for Beware Mr. Baker?
We won many awards for Beware Mr. Baker, to which Ginger Baker told me I can shove them. He wasn't impressed, but I did read a quote from him that said that he liked the movie, although some of it was somewhat annoying.
Well, Jay Bolger, again, the movie is Beware of Mr. Baker. Ginger Baker died Sunday at 80. Jay, thank you so much for talking to us about Ginger Baker.
No worries. The devil takes care of its own.
I'll sleep in this place with the
We'll have tons of videos and a link to Beware Mr. Baker at hearnow.org.